Number 69 from February of 2010, The Herd Instinct. I've been doing some thinking this winter about what kind of cattle I want to buy this spring. This past year was the first time I ever lost money on cattle, so I thought maybe I should consider other options like feeder calves instead of bred cows, but I really like the cows and the baby calves the best, so I'll probably go that way again. Maybe the price will stay up this year, and maybe they won't die. That would help. It has always fascinated me to watch the interaction of the new cows when I bring them home. Sometimes I have cows from 8 or 10 different farms all thrown together in the trailer and dumped out in my pasture. When they lunge out of the trailer, they often go their separate ways and start checking out the boundaries to see how far they can go and where the water is located. But within about 2 hours of arrival, these cows that have never met each other before start gathering together in a herd. By the next morning, they are grazing and moving as one. The herd instinct is strong in cattle, as it is in many animals. Cattle just do better when they are part of a herd. One cow by itself does not do as well. There is usually a boss cow that pushes the others around and leads the way. Sometimes the boss cow is downright nasty to other more subservient cows, and yet there is a comfort in being part of the herd that makes it worth it to put up with this, apparently. I believe this herd instinct is part of the Christian church as well. Christians always do better when they are part of a group of other Christians. I have people that tell me that they can worship God by themselves and they don't need to go to church to believe in God and other similar statements. That is only partly true. Yes, we can worship by ourselves sometimes and we can believe by ourselves for a while. However, the scriptures always refer to believers being in a group and gathering together for a good reason. We do better when we are confronted and encouraged by other believers. There is nothing like gathering together and rubbing elbows with a few sinners to keep us on the right track and keep us enthused. I am reminded of the story of the old country preacher. There was a member of his parish that lived way back in the hills and hollers of Tennessee in a cabin in the woods. One day the old man saw the preacher walking up the trail to his cabin. He felt a little guilty because he hadn't been to church in quite a while and figured that he was going to get a pretty good chewing out about church attendance. But the preacher said not one word about it. In fact, he didn't say one word about anything as they both sat in front of the big fireplace watching the fire. After several minutes of silence, the preacher picked up the tongs and plucked out a red-hot coal from the fire and placed it by itself out on the hearth. After about 2 minutes, the burning ember turned from red-hot to gray. Then the preacher picked up the tongs again and placed the gray ember back into the front of the fire with the red-hot coals. In about 2 minutes, that gray coal turned back to red-hot, like the rest of the coals. Immediately the old man turned to the preacher and said, "All right, preacher, I get it. I'll be there on Sunday." It is easy for the fire in us to go out also without the heat from others who are struggling around us. There is power in gathering together. Stick with the herd. You'll do better.